This episode of the Off Course Podcast is brought to you by Cleveland Golf. I would ask if you're familiar with their wedges, but considering their presence in the short game for nearly four decades, I would think I'd be better off celebrating their understanding that all skill levels require wedges that promote confidence while maintaining a high level of performance. With the addition of Zipcore technology, I think Cleveland has taken nearly 40 years of innovation and presented one of the best wedge experiences available. For more information on Cleveland Zipcore wedges and their full lineup, visit www.clevelandgolf.com.
THP Radio on the Hackers Paradise Podcast Network, your number one source for all things golf. Subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode.
And welcome back, my golfing friends, to another episode of the original Off Course. I'm your host, Dan Edwards, and with me today, for I believe the second time, is Mr. Keenan Phillips from a laundry list of shaft companies, better known as True Temper, Project X, Acura, etc. What's going on, man?
Not much. How are you? I like the original Off Course podcast.
Yeah, there's a story there. I'll tell you later.
No, I'm doing well, though. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. This is technically a 1 p.m. tea time we've got here on a Friday, but we're going live next week, so they don't get to have the fun that we're having now for another week, which will probably make people mad when they know that. But yeah, it's good to kind of ease into the weekend with a chat with you. The only challenge here is you've selected a rather extravagant backdrop for our chat today, being it looks like some golf shafts, some hockey shafts. You appear to be on location.
I am in the office in San Diego today. There might be an unreleased golf shaft behind me, but you can't exactly see it too well, so I'm not too concerned. I'm in the office, probably be an easy Friday, and excited to talk, though.
You know what I was really hoping is for you to say, no, I'm in my living room. This is just how much I love my job.
I am a big supporter of True. I am, yes, Team True, all the way. I bring people over when I bring the ladies home. They just see my wall full of shafts.
Yeah, not what they had in mind. So speaking of True Temper from a hockey standpoint, not that the intent was to ever go there in this chat, but big time playoff action right now going on. Stanley Cup is coming up here in one more round. You seeing some True hockey sticks out there?
Oh yeah, you know me. I'm from Texas. I'm a big hockey guy. I watch all the hockeys.
Yeah.
I don't watch hockey much, so I can't.
That's terrible.
I'm sure we have some stuff out there.
Heartbreaking.
This is not the answer you're looking for.
No, it's good. I love it.
I don't watch hockey. I don't know.
You probably just made JB's day, which is whatever, as he's, you know, editing this and laughing at me. But there is another show that came on. I'm obviously from Canada, and a spinoff show of our favorite Letterkenny is Shorzy. And yeah. I couldn't help but notice their ridiculous Sudbury Blueberry Bulldog jerseys were actually True.
Yes, so. I do know that because that actually came up in conversation yesterday. So yeah, we did a little partnership with them for the Shorzy episodes. But that's Letterkenny's hilarious. So that should get me into hockey probably. But
it should. Yeah, when you hear the level of chirping that goes on in that collective and you realize how starkly different it is to golf, where you can only chirp after the shot or I suppose before, if you're one of those people, it's definitely different. But hockey players are typically pretty good at golf, so yeah, maybe we'll get some of those guys to come down and show you how to play.
I know, I need all the help I can get.
So how has the move been to California? It's what, about a month in now? A couple months?
Three now, which is crazy.
It's flown
by. I've been traveling for a fair amount of it though, so I've probably only been here about half that time. A lot of junior golf stuff going on kind of early in the year, and so it's a little hard to get in the routine so far, but obviously the weather's amazing, the city's great, so I'm sure I'll kind of get accustomed to it pretty soon and fall in love with it.
Every single person I talk to from California seems to make sure I know how much nicer it is there than it is here. On the plus side, we're talking in June, so I at least have a little bit of leverage, but not that much.
That's true.
I'm going to ask you a question I don't think you're going to be honest with, but there's an off chance he doesn't listen to the show anyway, so you may as well let your hair down. I always thought you enjoyed that buffer between you and Mr. Don Brown being states away from each other and only available via phone. Is that it's shocking to me that you closed that gap.
I think we both enjoyed it. So yeah. I think he's regretting the decision as much as I am at this point.
You know, there's the competitive spirit that's gone on between the two of you. You shared it with us a fair bit on the THP forums and as well as social media. So it's been super fun to follow. One of the new ones is the 10 seconds on the go little thing you got going on, where you get bombarded with a shaft and you have to basically let it run for 10 seconds what the features and benefits of the shaft are. Yeah. How are you feeling about your performances so far?
I mean, all right. It's, you know, Paula always tries to get me off guard.
Yeah.
I think she's gotten me like coming out of the bathroom before. So my head's head's all over the place.
Yeah.
And so I do the best I can. I think we have a few that are coming out soon. I think you're going to see my performance get a little better. So I think I might get the point on the next one. So,
okay. Is this one of those things where you're consciously considering doing a little bit of late night review of your shaft lineup, making sure you're ready for a random Tuesday in the office? Is that what it's like now?
I mean, that's just a standard night in bed for me. I'm just thinking about our product 24/7. Never turn it off.
Thank goodness you guys have a number of lineups to pull from, so it's not all the same thing over and over again. You know, speaking of that partnership, what's it been like? I've seen some really cool shafts coming out of the Acker group up there. I really like their bands. They've done some like multicolor bands. It looks pretty sick, but not just that, the products themselves are very interesting. Do you think that their brand has held a pretty solid identity in what they're doing? Or are you seeing a lot of, for lack of a better word, synergy between the two?
No, yeah, I think it's been great. And I hope the authenticity and, you know, the genuine nature they've had in the club fitting realm and in the custom realm in general has stayed true since adding, no pun intended, I guess.
Stayed true to every, yeah, I got it. Yeah.
True family. But, you know, that's something that we take a lot of pride in trying to keep that way. Obviously, that team is still in place. And really, it's just kind of more back and forth now between us bouncing ideas. And I think almost, hopefully, you know, it's gotten better and almost pushed that brand to a new realm with some resources they didn't have before. So
are we just going to punt it up all day today? What would you say the catalyst of this decision would be?
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
I hurt you.
Yeah. Oh. God, that was gold.
Thanks, Dan. Yeah, that's gold right standard. There. Yeah, for sure. Good in. Lord. Yeah, well, it was fun talking with you. We'll see you later.
thank you guys for watching.
Oh man, I'm rattled. That's not good. It's been a project of mine to get you on here. So,
I mean, it's pretty hazardous right now.
Yeah.
Just keep them coming.
Yeah. Moment of silence for this podcast, which is obviously gone to complete shambles. Let's talk about your golf game a little bit, Keenan, because I can't do this any longer. Have you been playing a fair bit? I've heard the move to California doesn't really support that kind of decision.
I've been playing more than I ever have, which is
really,
yes. I got not much else to do. So, been getting out on the golf course. I'm in a Monday night league, little 9-hole scramble league up at Goat Hill Park. And then just kind of throughout the week, if I can, you know, take an afternoon off and get on the course, I take full advantage of that. So yeah, I've been playing a bit. The game is inconsistent as ever, which doesn't really make sense. I feel like when I play more, I sometimes get worse. I don't know.
Okay.
I think bad habits just start to creep in more and more.
Yeah.
So I try to take some time off and, I still just have a good time with it though.
Are we at 180 ball speed yet with the driver?
No, I touched 171 though last week.
Ooh, there we go. What driver shaft do you have in there?
RDX Blue still.
Okay. I have that on my list of questions. I believe the last time we've talked, I'm not sure if it was on the pod or otherwise, but the argument was that the A1 option for you, and so you tell me, for me is hazardous blue RDX in the tour spec. Is that still holding true, or are there a couple of things coming that you might argue against?
That's still holding true. If I could get, we've talked a little bit about this, we might have something new coming out in a couple of weeks on tour. I have one on the way. It should be in hopefully today. So I'm going to build that up in a driver and give it a little test. But
okay. Would you say it's a green light, or you're blackballing me with the...
I'm blackballing you a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. Man, that's cool. I like that you guys are very comfortable with sharing the out on the tour, seeing what they think, and you're not really trying to hide too hard. And maybe that is the benefit of different shaft companies, and certainly you specifically, is you get that feedback right away. And for someone like you who swings hard, you do put a lot of power in it. Do you take that tour feedback really to heart and focus on it for what might work in your game? Or are you thinking more like, I'm just going to try everything in the lineup and whatever works, works?
I think a little, I would like to be the latter a little more. I'd like to be like, you know, just order everything that we have in an like X-Flex, TX-Flex, and just build it up and just go to the range one day with 15 shafts and try them all.
But
I've hit obviously all our products, but never really like given them like a full run through on a range, or like try to play around like with a new shaft each time, which is probably detrimental to my game if I tried to do that. But of course, I'm hurting either way. So
yeah.
But no, it's always fun to hear what is going on tour, what's working for them, you know, feedback with the best players in the world, and try to maybe a swing or a move I try to mimic, or if someone's playing something that I'm playing currently and they switch to something, it's like, oh, why'd they switch to that? Maybe I should try that. Mm-hmm. And see if that works for me. But it's fun to bounce ideas off of them and you know, to get feedback from the best players on tour.
So what you're saying is you're just like all of us, you just happen to have slightly better access to it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think I was joking with a buddy. We were in Florida over the weekend playing. And I had actually the new shaft that's coming out, I put it in my 3-wood to try. And I was like, yeah, I was hitting this better than I've ever hit in my life the past month. So I don't really know why I did this before I came, but we're going to give it a try.
Really? So, yeah, you're just taking the chance. But I mean, it probably makes sense for you. You need to speak on it. You need to know what's going on there. When you switched out of that, did you switch out from the blue, or did you switch out from something similar to that model?
Something similar to it. So I switched from RDX Black.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. RDX Black is similar to the new. Okay. Yeah, that's great. We're piecing it together here. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You may as well just let in with the 2025 lineup now. We'll all get ready to talk. Yeah,
we have Hazardous Gen 8 coming out.
Okay. In magenta. Yeah, I got
that's
it.
Right. Of course. You don't know about Hazardous Purple?
I'm learning. Yeah. The more we talk on this podcast, I think the more we'll find out. That's cool. Florida. Where'd you play in Florida?
Jupiter Hills.
Okay.
Was
good times.
Phenomenal. Yes.
Was it just a golf trip, or are you out there focusing on some other things and just happened to slide some golf in there?
There is an AJGA tournament there that we help sponsor. And so I kind of weaseled my way into playing 18 holes while I was there too. And it was my favorite course I played in Florida.
Really?
It was, the greens were, I mean, super cool. They were undulated. They were, it was hilly, the course, to some extent. It was very un-Florida golf-like.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what you liked the most about the golf course in Florida, was that it was un-Florida-like.
Yeah, I'm not a big Florida golf person.
Yeah, you're fitting in California pretty well. that's harsh. Tell me more about the junior stuff, because before we got on this call, or before we started the recording, you had mentioned there was definitely a focus on the younger generation of golfers, not just from juniors, but you know, NCAA, and I would assume pretty much all the tours that are not isolated to Korn Ferry, PGA, LPGA, and Champions. So what are you guys doing right now in that space?
Yeah, so we've had a good partnership with the AJGA for 20 some odd years, and you know, the past couple of years, it's been a big focus of ours to be more on ground, more on foot for those events, and really kind of interact with the kids more, the juniors more. Because if you look at it on tour, I mean, the best players in the world all pretty much started at the AJGA, especially the best American players. So really kind of having that grassroots idea with them is something we've taken to heart. And then also just to help support the junior game. It's something we believe in greatly and want to be a part of. And then on like the NCAA side, so obviously when they progress there, they go to college. you know, doing kind of all the AM stuff. So whether it's the US AM, Western AM over the summer, I was just at NCAAs last week in Scottsdale. So the idea being, obviously, those players, you know, you helped and kind of met in junior golf. We got a flyover right now. I don't
know. Yeah, caught it. Yep.
Yep. So the players we met in junior golf and have those relationships with, help them throughout college and in the amateur ranks. And then when they progress on to then Korn Ferry or PGA Tour, then hand them off to our reps there. So really just kind of trying to create that relationship from their entirety of their golf career.
So what exactly does that look like? Because on tour, you guys have the van, you're out there, you guy walks in, says, I'm looking for this. You're probably going to support that decision, being that you are definitely chasing a number. But from an amateur's perspective, let's say the NCAAs, do you have product on hand for them to try and experience and compare? Or what does that look like?
No, not for those. So for some AJGA tournaments, I'll bring some product out. And have those kids hit it and test it and, you know, kind of help them out on a fitting side of things. But for NCAAs, it's more, you know, I go to probably 4 college events in the spring. So I've seen those kids throughout the spring. Some more just being there to let them know we support them and just kind of, you know, being in the back of their head a little bit that we're always here for.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to go on a different route here and talk about the 0.01% of golfers who measure up to this category. And that is, I just happened to be scrolling under one of your socials and saw X7 hanging out there looking all sturdy, probably holding up at least 7 or 8 tables at once. So you have these products that definitely only fit a small category of players, but you also have a variety there. So there's like Project X LS, which has become one of my favorite shafts. I believe you have an A7O. Mm-hmm. You've got X7, which you obviously have an A7O. I'm assuming that's what 7 represents. But then you also have the original rifle, which is just angry, also in 7O. When you put those three together, number one, which one's coming out on top? And number two, what are the biggest differences between those three at that stiffness?
Yeah. So the biggest difference would just be kind of that feel and profile. So feel the player likes. A good one to start with is, like you said, X7. So if a player likes dynamic gold, but just, you know, needs something a little stronger than X100 even, which is crazy to think about. But
yeah.
So the way X7 does that, it's the same step pattern as dynamic gold. It just starts with a wider diameter. So in shafts, the wider the diameter, the stiffer it's going to be. And it just tapers slower. So it keeps that wider diameter for longer. So it's going to be a similar feel to dynamic gold, or at least profile, just obviously stiffer throughout. Whereas like Project X 7.0, so Project X and dynamic gold feel vastly different. So like just standard Project X 7.0 is going to be a very stiff version of obviously Project X. And so Project X feels really stout. You don't get a lot of feel throughout the swing, doesn't move a lot throughout the swing. Whereas dynamic gold, you get a little more load and unload sensation. So just whatever that player prefers. And then, like I said, we have Project XLS as well.
Yeah.
And so Project XLS for me actually almost sits an in between on a fuel standpoint from Project X and dynamic gold. And I could get into probably why that is, but it's not, I guess, that important.
Well, was that always the goal of LS and IO, is to bridge that gap a little bit? You did have LZ, which kind of met wildly better in the field perspective because you had that softer middle section, which visual technology is a cool thing to begin with. But I'm assuming you're trying to bridge that gap a little bit better with LS and IO?
Yeah, so LS, definitely we didn't want to make something that felt maybe as harsh or harsher than Project X. Just because it's already kind of at the end of that one spectrum.
Yeah.
So LS has a progressive tip section, whereas like Project X, it's 2.5 inches for a 4-iron and a wedge in that tip section. So that's why it feels so stout. Like if you see dynamic gold, you see those steps, they progress as you get into longer irons from that tip section. Project X LS does the same. It's just stepless, so you can't see it. So that's why it has a little more feel to it. And also for that one specifically, we're trying to make a shaft that really limited that deflection as much as possible, and in essence, trying to limit that spin as much as possible. So pretty neat design with that one that our engineer is working on for a few years, and feedback's been really good. You know, PGA Tour, we have, you know, probably five or so players in it, which they just control their spin so well. So not a lot of them are always looking for something lower spinning. But, you know, having five or six in an iron shaft when, you know, 60% of the field's playing Dynamic Gold or Project X, there's not a lot of players to go get there. So it's really filling a gap for us that we wanted to have in our line.
A couple of years ago, I experienced some of the most consistent wedge play that I've ever had, putting Cleveland wedges into play. Since then, they have introduced awesome technologies to enhance not only their traditional wedge shape, but also their cavity back options for golfers who want to enjoy the benefits of improved forgiveness and shot potential across their wedge face. One of the biggest changes they introduced was Zipcore, which allows them to transfer weight from the hosel into places that really matter, rather than taking away from the contact-specific locations. Add in some spicy toe-side rounded grooves for the touch shots, and you've definitely have the potential for extreme performance for the better player. But they didn't stop there. They brought Zipcore to their CBX offering, which is a cavity-back wedge that houses a gel-back material between the face and the back of the wedge to maintain that great sound profile while opening the door to deeper MOI benefits for the golfer who may not hit the center of the face as often. In short, Cleveland has extended the wedge beyond the traditional shape without the cost of enjoyment and precision as we've seen and tested in the THP Tech Studio. For more information on the Cleveland Zipcore wedge lineup, visit www.clevelandgolf.com. Well, I'd argue that there's a red-badged company out there that promotes a bit more feel than that traditional rifle perspective. And I think some players, definitely more on the amateur side, would chase that more feelized, feelized, good Lord, that we're making up new words today, that more feel level experience. But then you started, like I mentioned, to incorporate LZ and, you know, some of these new shafts like Elevate to lighten the load a little bit. I'm trying to figure out how to ask this question. Do you see a trend of someone looking more for that feel-based presentation over even sometimes performance in shafts?
I guess it just probably depends on the player. I wouldn't call it necessarily a trend. And it's feel is one of those things. It's always so hard to articulate because everyone's feeling different. Like, I think for the most part, people can say, like Project X feels stiffer than Dynamic Gold. But for some players, they like, oh, that feels better to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like feeling better or worse is hard to, it's just so individual.
What's fascinating to me is how different it is swing to swing, because I've met guys who really like their rifle profile, but then guys who their timing is just so different from that other person where they say, even at 5.5, this is the stiffest thing I've ever swung. And I'm assuming that's just the shaft not really working for them. Would you agree to that? And I'm sure people are curious out there, like there's got to be some level of that into the each shaft makeup to understand that these aren't all going to be for the same type of swing, but with different mechanics or different speed. It's different swings to match different profiles. Is that pretty fair?
That's 100% correct. I mean, that's why we have as many products as we do is, you know, if one doesn't work, there's probably something in our line that we make almost for your swing or more for your swing.
Yeah. Well, that one guy in Ireland seems to really like the rifle shafts, I believe, has played them for a very large portion of his career. Is that true still?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So,
yeah, I've been rooting for him. I'm assuming you guys do a little bit as well.
We do, of course. Hard not to.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit more about IO and LS, because I played IO last year with Callaway's X-Forge CB irons. Mm-hmm. And now this year I'm in a combo set. Well, mostly the Mizuno 221s, the Mizuno Pros.
Yep.
But I've switched to LS,
little flex there with the 221s.
It's not intentional. It was forced and encouraged by the THP community. I regret it.
I play blades.
Yeah. Well, you swing harder than I do. So I'm going for control and accuracy. You're going for power, right?
That's it.
So, Anywho, I've switched to LS. I really like it. I haven't put the two and two up against each other from a numbers perspective, but maybe you can do that for me as we sit here and chat. For anyone going from IO to LS, I would imagine the main characteristics are slightly lower spin and launch moving into LS. Is there a lot more going on there?
It'll be, you know, just a little stiffer feel. So stiffer profile, even in those 6.0 versus 6.5. So we don't make a 5.5 in LS, but we do an IO. We don't make a 7.0 in IO, but we do an LS.
Okay.
So in the 6.0 and 6.5s, it's just going to feel a little stiffer. It's heavier too. So 10 grams heavier in those flexes. So, you know, LS, we go from 120 to 130. In IO, we go 105, 110, 115. So it's a little more weight, a little stiffer feel. IO is a really good option. Actually, a ton of people out here within the industry and at our company play IO because it really fits a big meat of that bell curve all the way from 5.5 to 6.5.
Yeah.
Lighter weight, you know, a little more playable too. Like I said, a little softer. And it just feels really good. Whereas LS, which I still think actually feels really good for how, you know, stout it is. It's just that more tail end of the bell curve with that, you know, little heavier weights and stiffer flex.
I can tell you that 6.5 was far too terrifying for me when you built out a set and came and entertained us in the THP Tech studio. But 6.0 seems like a really nice window, the ability to just take a smooth swing and feel like the club is going to hold in the right place all the way through. I've really enjoyed them. I've been very fond of DG for a long time. I think this blends the gap for me a little bit better because I'm a higher spin guy that I need and want, I suppose, a little bit of that lower spin profile. So I'm excited that they're there, but I also want to talk about some more of the lineup because we have this whole Elevate experience that I think a lot of people would fit into in a very light profile or lighter profile. Does it go up to 105 now? Does it go higher than that? 115?
Yeah, we have a 115.
Yeah. Okay. I thought so. So
our Elevate Tour also that goes up to 121 in an X around there.
Okay. So you've already done the DG 105s and gone lower in the weight spectrum there. How critical was Elevate in the lineup and how dominant has it been from an amateur perspective?
It's been huge for us. I mean, we've talked about it for years. I mean, that steel from a, you know, amateur side, from a, you know, kind of a weekend golfer side has really gone lighter and lighter and lighter. And to have a product like Elevate in our line to really service that player, it's just opened a lot of doors for us. It's very versatile too. Like I said, I think we have an 85 now. You want to say we have an 85, a 95. We had a 105 for a little bit. And we have something around that 115 range. So really a player looking for, you know, that kind of softer feel, like we said, kind of that more weekend golfer, just recreational, you know, maybe doesn't swing it as fast, just, you know, kind of needs more help or as much help as they can really get from a steel golf shaft. That Elevate line's been huge for us.
I think the other part of that is with the designs of clubs being more penetrating, I suppose, and lower spin, you do need that help to get the ball elevated. Imagine that the name is Elevate. We're just going to do this all day. You guys named everything way too well. It's frustrating. Yeah.
let's keep it rolling. I like it.
Yeah. So like, I'm glad it exists. I've seen a number of different heads come through in a stock offering through the THP Tech studio. So it's exciting to see you guys out there. Has that been overall pretty positive from a stock offering? Have you faced the challenges that everyone's been facing and come out of the other side pretty positive there?
Yeah, we have. I mean, that's, and going back to kind of that bell curve, like we were talking about, that's almost what I meant by talking about, you know, just your weekend golfer, your golfer that goes out and plays, you know, once a week, both of us now, they're kind of that 95 gram, you know, that lighter weight profile. So really having that in our line now has been huge for us.
Okay. What about the DG lineup overall? We've seen some big changes from PX. We've seen Elevate come out and do great. What's going on with DG? Anything new?
Yeah, we have a little Dynamic Gold mid floating around on tour. We've had it out there since Torrey Pines event in January here. And really in the past few months, it's taken off. It got its first win at, I think, Byron Nelson. I always get the Dallas tournaments mixed up. But at Byron Nelson, it's got its first win. which is really cool for us to see. And then, you know, a really prominent golfer put it in a driving iron for the PGA. So, whose name might rhyme with Feldrick Hoods.
Okay. It might be, might see him on Nat Geo later. One of his,
that's right. One of his cousins. Yeah. Just on the prowl.
So yeah, on the prowl is probably the best way of putting that. And he's a guy who's always pushed that steel side of things, and especially in the driving iron, or I think he probably had one in a driver 2 weeks ago, giving it a shot to see what that was like. But right. That's cool, man. So DG mid, where does that fit into the total lineup then?
So we really wanted to have something in that heavier kind of tour offering of 130. You know, we came out with Elevate Tour 4 years ago or so, and that X Flex range was about, like I said, 121, which fit into some players on tour, but still a lot of those players play something, you know, 125, if it's PX65 or heavier, with obviously a fair amount and a large amount still playing just dynamic gold at 130. So we wanted to have something that was still that 130 gram offering, you know, similar kind of feel to dynamic gold, that they trust, a brand that those players trust. And our engineers did some really cool things from a design standpoint to really kind of activate that tip section a little more, provide a very stable feel still by enhancing the midsection, and then adding some kind of multi-taper rates down there by the tip section to kind of increase launch and spin a little bit. It's been more successful than I think any of us could have imagined. And part of that happens when, you know, Big Cat puts something in play. So we're trying to make as many as we can right now to hopefully have those out pretty soon.
Okay. I know which question won't be asked in the 10 second on the go next time. That was clean. That was well done.
Thank
Very
you.
Polished.
Look at that.
You know, there is one shaft I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about, and I know the answer, but I'm going to ask anyway. Let's get a new SL. How about that?
I knew it was coming. Nobody likes the feel of dynamic gold super light, man. I'm sorry.
One person does, which unfortunately is not a new lineup make. So that's too bad. It's been a pretty long and fun running joke between myself and Keenan and Scott about the DGSL being the prize product of the 1990s, I guess. Yeah.
If we had a set lying around, I would send you all of them.
Yeah, you would. All of them be six irons too. It'd be great.
That's right. Figure it out.
So tell me more about this social presence that True and Project X and frankly, all of them are showcasing right now. You guys are having way too much fun. Getting the tour reports from the pool. That's have you given up on that, or are you still doing that?
No, we've let Paul. I'll still do them every now and then.
Okay.
I've been traveling a lot though, and it helps me when I'm on the road having Paula there, and she does a great job with it too. So just kind of introducing another face, obviously, to the brand, and you know, so that way she's actually calling me right now. Look at that. I'm big Paula.
She can hear you.
And so that way, you know, you guys don't have to look at me all the time. But no, okay. Paula's been a great addition, and she'll come in a couple times a week to the office. And like I was telling you before this, with the 10 second thing we were talking about, caught me like coming out of the bathroom. I'm like, what are you doing? And so we're just always, you know, we do have a good time in the office, and I'm glad that comes across on social. I think something we've always kept in mind is, you know, we're creating fun, we're selling fun, and we're, you know, why not have a good time doing it? And we do. So
yeah, it seems like a trend, especially on social. The goal is to have a great time. And it's one thing to learn about a product. It's another thing to be entertained while learning about a product, right? And like with a lot of the generation that's really getting into the game now, that's pretty much where they digest. I actually had a good laugh last night. We're watching the Stanley Cup playoffs, which I remind you are actually currently happening.
What is that? What's
the,
that?
Yeah, the NHL playoffs. Which just barely gets covered over the NBA playoffs, but that's fine. Go Curry, why not?
The National Hockey Stack League. That's right.
Yeah. But anyways, a commercial came on And I just sat there and had a laugh because I'm like, commercials do absolutely nothing for me anymore. They're just irritants, you know? Mm-hmm. If I want to learn about something, what's the first thing I'm going to do? I'm going to go on the internet. I'm going to type it in. If I follow the company on any sort of social platform, I'm probably going to go there and take a look and see what they have coming.
Yeah.
Or see what they're talking about, because usually that's a reference point to what's doing well. Is that what you guys see right now? Is that the way that you hope, especially the younger generation, is trying to digest what your brand represents?
100%. I mean, I think to your point, like if, you know, I'm watching TV, it's commercial. First thing I do is I'll get on my phone for the commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah. And scroll on whatever. But, yeah, you know, we just want to have a good, a healthy presence there. And once again, just hope that genuine nature of, you know, we are lucky enough to all get along here. And, you know, it's really, you know, joking environment. And just hopefully that comes across. And as it does, you know, hopefully you guys can learn a little bit about our products and about our brand. So,
yeah,
it's fun to create and hopefully fun to watch.
Yeah, it's more fun. I really enjoy the DB and KP rivalry. I think now that I know you're local on us to one another, there's got to be like a Friday matchup where you're playing ridiculous stuff, like maybe not beer pong, that might send a message, but maybe like the table football with a little triangle, you know, the flick footballs. That'd be cool. I'm in. You could get some, you know, true temper shafts with the uprights or something like that. Yeah, we're there.
You got to figure it out.
Yeah.
No, that would be, he's actually like on a call right outside the store, just talking super loud right now too.
Is he? You need really long shafts to just bang on the wall. I can't believe how close. I still can't get over how close you guys are. Do you play golf together?
Oh yeah.
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 Who wins? That's what I want to know. Who wins?
Handicap adjusted. It's close.
I didn't ask that.
Well, I mean, if we're just playing like straight up, I mean, I would probably win, but that's why the handicap system's in place. And, you know, we make it interesting.
Have you ever considered a 14 bag battle where you guys go in the back and build out a set of clubs for each other based on shafts and take them out there and see how it fares?
That'd be really interesting.
What about different iron shafts and different irons? Not even consistent through the set.
Just like
the only rule is you have to stay true to flex. Yeah.
That would be fun.
Oh, I love it. I'm just sitting here waiting to experience all these good times that are coming now that you two are close. I love it.
See, the thing is, we're just so lazy. We'd be like, oh, we have to build a set of irons though.
That is true. You don't have people for that?
You would think.
I mean, I'm his famous. It should be people.
I'm his people for that. I don't want to build two sets of irons.
That's good because you get to build out your set for you and then maybe go cheap on the epoxy for his.
That a ton of lead tape on the bottom of one. Ton of and everything. It'll be great.
So while you're in California, what else are you enjoying out there? What's different for you?
The weather's phenomenal.
So hitting up the beach?
I've actually not been to the beach since I've moved here, but
Okay. Yeah,
I live somewhat close to the water, so I can like see the ocean a couple blocks from me, but it's not necessarily beach. Definitely the water. I mean, I grew up in Texas. I moved to Memphis right after, so I've only lived in hot and hot. And so to have, you know, 70 degrees and no humidity just about every day I don't know how people. It's amazing. I don't know how I'm ever going to move.
So you traded awesome barbecue for what?
For weather.
Yeah. No, from a food perspective, though.
Great Mexican food.
Okay.
Yeah, it's different than Tex-Mex, which obviously I grew up with and love. But I kind of like that it's different, too, because I can still go home and get Tex-Mex.
And then is it true that Texas is a big Whataburger locale? Is that like the place there?
Come on, you know.
I don't know. I'm from Canada. I'm trying to get the inside scoop here. Here's where I'm leading with. You are in and out territory now, are you not?
That's garbage.
Okay, so it's big hateful.
It's not garbage. It's fine. The fries aren't good. I think in and out people even tell you the fries aren't good. the burger's fine. Yeah, it's a good burger.
Okay, so you got $20 in your wallet. You're heading out for a quick meal. What's the go-to right now?
Like right now in California?
Yeah. If you had to go within a 10-mile radius of you, $20 in your wallet. Ideally, that's enough to get there in gas. But, you know, whatever's left, you get to pay food for. What's it going to be?
All right. Chain or like anything?
Whatever you want, man.
Oh, I'm getting a fat California burrito. I'm a huge fan of California burritos. They put French fries in the burritos. That's amazing.
Wait, that's an actual food place. It's called just, California burrito.
No, that's just like a meal. A lot of places have them here, but they're called California burritos. And they have
I find it interesting. I've been to
in the burrito.
I've been to California a number of times, but I've always gone with JB, and I don't think he's a burrito guy. So maybe the next time I just got to go and hang out with you, get burritos every day.
Yeah, we will get a California burrito from someplace, and it's phenomenal. They put French fries in it. And it's like carne asada, French fries, guac. It's, oh my goodness.
Really? I'm in for that. Yeah. I might downgrade my love of Chipotle and pure wantingness for California burritos. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's good. Good stuff. Huh. Well done, well, California.
Yeah. Take that, brisket.
That's right.
So what's next for you? You have a busy summer upcoming?
I do. So I actually have all my summer planned out. I'll be at US Open for a week in Boston. So I'm excited about that. I'll be there Sunday through Thursday. So that's in like 9 days or something I'm taking off. Then after that, I'm doing a lot of amateur stuff over the summer. So I'll do the US Junior Am, which is in Bandon, US Am, which is in New Jersey at Ridgewood, Western Am, which is in Chicago, Mississippi Trans Am, which is in Denver this year, and then an AJGA tournament that is at Bethpage.
Wow, so you got great courses too. Not only different locations, but great courses. That's
fun. It'll be a fun little summer. I think after US Open, I think Bethpage is the next one for me at the end of the month. My best friend lives in Brooklyn too, so it'll be a good time. Yeah.
So the clubs are going.
Oh yeah, the clubs are going. We're playing Bethpage after the kids are done. So
nice. I noticed you intentionally avoided Ohio and all that, and I don't take offense, but I do. So, you know, it's fine. It's fine.
Ohio's a great little area.
Yeah, little.
There's good golf outside of Cleveland.
Yeah. Okay. You saying around Cleveland or other than Cleveland?
in Akron, I play Firestone.
Yeah, there's some good golf here. They're playing the Memorial this weekend, or I suppose for the recording, it'd be this past weekend.
Yes. When you get me on at the Memorial, we'll go play.
I have no pull. I think you have bigger pull than I do. So, because I have none. So if you have any, then you win. So maybe when Valhalla goes public, we can go play there.
There we go.
Which is not Ohio, sadly.
You had me fooled.
What's that?
You had me fooled.
Yeah. So when with all these tournaments coming up, we're gonna see some more cool limited stuff from you guys.
Yeah, so we have some limited premium items coming out for US Open. So we'll have a new hat, we'll have a shirt. Hat's really cool, it's rope hat. So
shocker.
Excited about that one. So that'll be good. Obviously, like I said, new shaft coming out for that US Open week as well, which will be exciting, be big news.
Dressed up a little bit in US Open colors or what?
That one won't be, but we will have one that's Boston themed.
Okay.
So we're going to have like a Bruins themed hazardous shaft, which is awesome. It came out really good. That's a hockey team, see?
Yeah, you picked the wrong one though.
It's in Boston. we're having Celtics dynamic gold wedge shafts too. So
that's cool. Those will look great. Like I'm assuming green and white just in total. Yeah. Speaking of wedge shafts, you make another one of those Texas wedge shafts yet or what?
We need to.
Yeah.
I got mine stolen.
Yeah, that sounds like desperation.
By Scotty Scheffler's dad.
Yeah. I mean, if you have to pick a guy to get him stolen, is there anything more spectacular than Scottie Scheffler's right foot?
Oh, it's phenomenal.
It's the most stressful thing I see. And in fact, after watching him dominate at the Masters, I unintentionally did it on, I believe, the second hole of my following round, and he owes me 2 strokes because that went OB. So
yeah, well, yeah. I have no idea how he does it. I would love someone to put a compilation together of his foot slipping and just like a Michael Jackson yell every time.
Oh man, I said that we needed foot tracer instead of shot tracer.
That'd be good.
Yeah, that thing would turn into a solid level of scribble italicisms.
It is all over the place. I don't know how he does that.
Yeah. Have you got a guy you're really rooting for this year? Are you even allowed to say that?
At the US Open?
Anywhere, man. We can go US Open. Is there a guy?
At the US Open, the amateur that I help a lot, Nick Dunlap, he won the US Junior Am last year. So I'm close with Nick, so I'd root for him. He's playing in it.
Okay.
So I mean that'd be who I'm rooting for.
Not so much on the bigger tour. That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, he's playing in the U.S. Open, but on the bigger tour, I mean, anyone that's playing True Temper Projects X Products.
So you're saying if I get in, you'd root for me. That's great. Mark it down. You might even caddy for me. I'm not getting in, so you can just say yes.
I would caddy for you in a heartbeat.
KP, it's always a blast to have you on, buddy. Make sure you go follow him. He's at KP Shafts on Twitter and Instagram, and then all the big boy handles, Project X, True Temper, Acra, yeah. You know, all there.
Aerotech, enjoy too. We got so many.
Aerotech, yeah. It's cool, though. It's good that you get to have some fun. And obviously, True Hockey, the big kahuna behind you.
That's right.
That's coming up. Make sure you watch some hockey. You need to.
Yeah, boys. Watch some top corns. I just throw out terms I know.
What are you closest to, L.A. or because there's the Kings? You got the Sharks in San Jose?
Sure.
You've got Anaheim in Anaheim. The Ducks in Anaheim. You got to pick one, man. No,
we have the minor league team for the Ducks here. So,
okay.
I went to a game a few weeks ago. It was fun.
Probably saw a few products on the ice. Like
6 beers. It was a good time.
Yeah. There is what it is. Yeah. That's how you enjoy hockey. You enjoy it with a drink. Anyways, my friend, it's always fun. Enjoy your time in California. Enjoy the summer traveling. We'll, make sure you get that stuff up on Instagram so I can follow along.
Yes. No, I need to be better at that, and I will.
All right. Hey, anyone out there golfing this weekend, make sure you have a great time. Give some of the new products from True Temper Project X a try. And bother Keenan as much as you can on social. We'll see you next week.
Feel free.
THP Radio on the Hackers Paradise Podcast Network. Your number one source for all things golf. Subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode.